heart, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon the cross. There's no way that we could ever know, right? No way we could ever understand or realize the great price that was paid for our salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we'll look in the book of Mark tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise Hallelujah. God, praise God, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Well.
Hallelujah.
Man.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Parents, Hallelujah. Did you ever ask your kids to do some menial chore around the house, and when you've asked them to do it, you would think that you asked them to go to the moon or something. You know? You would think just by asking them to carry the trash out the door to the trash can outside, that by asking them to do that, I know none of these young men on the front would ever act like this, but your child would act like, oh, what? You're kidding me. You're kidding me too. What? All the way out to the street? All the way out there? I've got to do that. The whole bag? Can I take the half the bag now? You mean I have to empty all the trash cans in the whole house? Right.
Yeah.
Mom, do I have to do all the dishes?
Right.
All of them? Like every dish? Mom? They think it's like you have asked them to do so much, you know. They've had, and when you think about it, you know what's your response? What's your reply back to them? You know, hey, you know. Well, first of all, they ask you, "Is this part of my allowance? Do I get an allowance for doing this?" What's our response? You know, you get food to eat. You get a roof over your head, right? My dad used that on me all the time. All the time, used that on me. You know? When Danny would complain about carrying wood, I always had to carry all of it, so it was no problem. That, because he complained about it all the time. So when he complained about carrying wood, Dad would always say, "You're using the heat too." You know? Yeah. The difference was, and we didn't need quite as much as he did. My. But sometimes our kids, they act like that we have just asked them to go to the end of the earth to do some menial task. We're going to look at the book of Mark, chapter 14, because I wonder sometimes, does the Lord feel that way with us? Does the Lord feel that way with you tonight? How frustrated do you get with your children when they act like you have asked them to do some great deal, great chore, some hard work, right? They're threatening to turn you in for child labor laws, right? And how frustrated do you get with your children? How frustrated does God get with his children sometimes? Book of Mark, chapter 14. We'll read to you just the one verse. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's praying. He's travailing before the Lord, right? A tremendous battle that he's fighting there in the Garden of Gethsemane in prayer. And in verse 37 says, "And he cometh, and he findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour?"
Right.
Notice how the Lord, how this is done, all right? "And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou?" You got to put a little sarcasm in that. Simon, are you sleeping? Can I put it, if one of these young people were going to say it, one of these young ladies especially, they would say, "Really? Really? You're sleeping? Simon, really? Come on. Come on, really? I'm over here sweating great drops of blood in prayer, and you are sleeping? Really?" really? Sometimes I wonder if the Lord looks on us and says, really? Come on. Have I asked all that much of you? Have I really asked that much? Then he says to Peter, couldest thou not watch? Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Was he asking too much? Is this asking too much, Peter? Just to watch 1 hour?
Right, right.
Man, I can hear Peter now. But Lord, a whole hour? All 60 minutes, really, Lord? Do I have to? Do I have to watch all 60? Can I, how about 50 minutes, Lord? Can I just do 50? That's how. Sometimes we try to cut corners with God, right? I want you to notice up here. Jesus comes and he says, Peter, couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Peter, could you not have just watched 1 hour? Is the Lord kind of maybe putting Peter on a guilt trip just a little bit? What shame do you think that Peter felt when the Lord came to him and said, Peter, couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Did you think that Peter would have been overcome with guilt? Do you think he would have been shamed at the Lord having to say to him, Peter, couldest thou not watch 1 hour? 1 hour. You know, I find it interesting. Peter was not the only one there. Here in this group, there was more than just Peter. And get this, Peter wasn't the only one sleeping. Wasn't the only one sleeping. He said he finds them sleeping. But he saith to Simon, Simon, couldest thou not watch 1 hour? And he kind of pulls Simon out. You know, if that would have been one of, you know, those of you that have three kids. If you have one and a half kids, it don't matter. All right? It don't matter, because as soon as if you would say that to one of your children, what would they say? But what about James? He was sleeping too. What about James? You didn't say nothing about James. John, he's over there sleeping. Lord, hey, you know, you're getting on to me. John's sleeping too. And I wasn't going to go to sleep, but John made me go to sleep. I wasn't going to do it, Lord. It's all John's fault. He was over there snoring, and it made me so sleepy, I couldn't stay up, Lord. Yeah, probably like look at, but Lord pulls out Peter among all of them. I think the Lord had some great expectations for Peter. I think the Lord had some high hopes for Peter. And wasn't it Peter who had already been told? Hadn't Peter already, Peter? I mean, you'll deny me thrice before the night's over. You'll deny me thrice. You have a need to pray. You should be praying more than anybody else, Peter. You're getting ready to go through a great trial. You're getting ready to go in. Peter, you need to pray. I think sometimes we need to realize, I think the Lord has some high expectations for us. As his children, he expects a little more out of us. Peter, you're not just one of the 12. Peter, you're not just one of the 12. I have some higher expectations. That's why I brought you a little farther. That's why I've worked with you. That's why I brought you a little farther and separated you from the others. I've got higher expectations for you, Peter. I've got some higher hopes. Peter, your ministry's going to be greater. I'm going to use you for a greater purpose. You're going to accomplish more. Peter, there is more expected of you. I have great hope for you. Listen, I believe when the Lord looks at our life many times, amen, we fail in meeting his expectations in our life. He looks at us and says, could you not watch 1 hour? Could you not watch 1 hour? Simon. You know, I think... I know the inner circle, but if you had to pick one disciple, okay, to me, if I had to pick one disciple, it would be one of two. It'd be John or Peter? Right? If you had to say one of them was closer to Jesus than anybody else, what would you pick? It'd either, to me, it'd be John or Peter. Maybe you're a Judas man. That's fine, but I'm not going with that one, all right? I'm going to go with John or Peter. I think that the Lord kind of had a special bond with one of those, right? A closeness there. And for him to come there and say, Peter, Peter, after all that I have been to you, do you sense that the Lord is reminding him of a little bit of a debt that Peter might have? The debt that Peter might would think about a little bit? Peter, after all that I have meant to you, Peter, I might would have expected this out of others, but Peter, after all that I have meant to you, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Peter, after all I've done with you, as close as we have become, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Peter, look, we are something special here. I thought we were close. Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not do it? There's a debt that's being called upon. A debt that all, you know, when I think about it, could not the Lord say, could he not look at any one of you and say, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Think about it. After all I've done for you, after all I've done for you, you couldn't do 1 hour? You couldn't watch with me? After all I've done for your life, for your soul, after all I've done for you, could the Lord look at you tonight and say, after all that I have done for you, after all of I have done, what kind of a debt do you owe God tonight? What kind of debt do you owe the Lord Jesus? He died on a cross to save you. He forgave you. He called you. He loved you when you were unlovable. And yet he asked a simple question, could you not watch? Couldn't you do it? And oh God, we owe him so much. We owe the Lord so much. And yet sometimes we cannot pay the debt. We could not pay the debt, surely. Amen. We should realize how much we owe the Savior. How much we owe God. How much that we belong to him. Could he not say, after all that I have meant to you, you couldn't watch with me 1 hour? I know I've heard testimonies. I love the Lord with all my heart. The Lord's everything to me. The Lord is everything. I love him. He's everything to me. I'll do anything for God. I'll serve the Lord for the rest of my life. On and on and on. You know why? I know we feel close to God. Sometimes when the demand is given upon us. Right?
Oh, it's so true.
We forget the debt that we owe him. We forget the debt that we owe the Lord. We owe the Lord everything. You owe the Lord everything that you are, everything that you have, everything you've ever become, and everything you'll be. You owe it all to the Lord. And if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be where you're at right now, wouldn't have what you have right now, wouldn't be enjoying the blessings that you have in your life right now. Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, you have a debt that you owe. Amen. Yeah, it's easy to sing the song. He paid a debt that I could not pay. All that good stuff. We can sing it. But can I tell you, you owe a debt. You owe God. And he's done so much for us. Man, he's done so much for us. Man, the debt that we owe the Lord, so great, so large. It's a great debt that we owe the Lord. Amen, but I want you to notice then that phrase, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Notice the demand that's put on Peter. The demand. What did the Lord ask him? What the Lord asking, Peter, could you not watch 1 hour? Peter, could you not watch him pray? All right, let's look at the whole scheme of the whole evening here, all right? What's going to take place? Jesus is getting ready to be taken away from the Garden of Gethsemane. He's going to be taken. He's going to be taken into Pilate's hall, right? There'll be a crown of thorns pushed down on his head. His brow's going to bleed. Won't be long, too long after that, they're going to begin to take the cat of nine tails and begin to beat him, rip his back and rip his torso to shreds. He will be absolutely torn to pieces, his whole torso. After that, they're going to take him out to Calvary's Hill. They're going to lay him on a cross. They're going to lay him down upon a cross, and they're going to nail him through the feet and through each hand with a nail. And they're going to leave him hanging there for a period of hours until he gives up the ghost, until he dies. Excruciating torture is what he is going to endure over the rest of that evening. The Lord did not ask Peter, "Lord, Peter, why don't you be crucified with me today? It'd be a whole lot more fun with two of us. Peter, why don't you go to the cross with me? Hey, Peter, why don't you take a few stripes for me? Peter, why don't you at least wear the crown of thorns? Come on, that's the least you can do." The Lord did not ask him to do any of that. But the Lord said, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Couldn't you pray?" Now, you know, if we was drawing, you know, out of a bucket here, you pulled out, "Oh, crown of thorns, oh, man, oh." Pull out, next person pulled out, "Oh, no, I got to get nailed to a cross. That'd be horrible. That's terrible." Next person, "Oh, no, I've got to be beaten with the cat of nine tails. I'm going to be ripped to shreds." And the next guy pulls out and says, "Pray for an hour." Oh, woo! Woohoo! All right! What do you want to do? If it was offered to you, what would you take? Give me praying for an hour. But he said, "Peter, could you not watch 1 hour? Peter, couldn't you pray for an hour?" Listen, the Lord has not put such great demands on you. The Lord has not required so much of you. I know you've made sacrifices for God, but listen, you have not been required to give so much. You have not even begun, amen, to pay the debt. He has not demanded of you too much. Could you not watch 1 hour? There's some people that think, you know what, man, living holy, there ain't no way I'm going to do that. Ain't no way I'm going to live holy. I can't do that. That's asking too much. That's asking too much. Is it really? Is it really asking too much? Could you not watch 1 hour? After all that he's done for us? Man, it seems like an hour of praying would be easy. An hour of praying and talking to the Lord God should be easy. Well, Brother David, the church has way too many, you know, things that I'm not supposed to do. Way too much. The church asks way too much of me. Really? Do they? Are they asking too much? Would the Lord look at you and say, "Could you not? Could you not just do what I ask of you? Could you not do just a little bit of what I ask of you in light of all that I have done for you?" Last I checked in here, God has not asked any of us to be a martyr. He's not done it. He's not done it. So no matter how great much of that he lays upon us, and when I read about Peter, amen, who eventually died being crucified, as tradition says, upside down. Some traditionists say that is because he did not want to be crucified like the Savior. But he even went to that length that he was crucified. But was the Lord asking too much? The Lord had given his life. Even if the Lord would ask us to lay down our life for him, he's done as much for us. Hasn't he? And hasn't he done even more? And the fact that in laying down his life, he saves our soul. Some people say, man, I don't know if I could be a martyr. I don't know if I could be a martyr. You know what? Don't worry about being a martyr just yet. Worry about watching for 1 hour. And when you get down to where you can watch for 1 hour. Sister Kelly, how'd that text go? I'm sorry to bother you. All I need is an hour. Oh, Lord, don't ask me to be a martyr. Let's start with an hour. Start with an hour. Do you know what? I heard those of you that was a convocation might remember this statement. Brother Bill Prescott preaching. This statement stood out to me, and it's what I took away from the entire convocation. Martyrs are not made at the fire, but martyrs are made at an altar. That's where they're made. It's not made at a post. It's not, martyrs are not created at a burning post, but martyrs are made in an altar. And if you can't watch 1 hour, Peter, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Peter, I know what lies ahead of you. The Lord knew what was in front of Peter. Because the Lord told him, Peter, there's going to come a day. And the Lord prophesied and told Peter, and he showed him what was ahead. The Lord knew what he was going through, and he says, Peter, could you not watch 1 hour? After all that's going to lie ahead of you. Church, when I look at our future, listen, it's not all going to be roses. There may be persecution for us along the way. If things go, it may not always be easy to gather to church. It may not always be easy to call yourself a Christian. In some nations around the world, they're already giving their life for that cause. And listen, it may not be easy, but right now, amen, could we not do an hour? Could we not do the least that God is asking of us? And that he is even asking us today. Lord, help us. When the Lord puts a demand on us, we feel like, oh my. Lord, you have, oh my goodness. My goodness, Lord. Do you know what this means? Do you know what this means, Lord? I'm not going to be able to watch TV tonight. Thanks, God. Thanks. You've ruined my whole evening. Church, I've got to go to revival. Oh, thanks. Oh, great, God. You've ruined this week. I had so many things planned. I'm not going to get nothing done now. You've ruined it all. You've ruined it. Is the Lord really asking too much?
Amen.
Man. Notice it's not just the demand he puts on us, but notice the duration. He didn't ask him to pray for from now until eternity. He just said, 1 hour. 1 hour.
Right.
I want you to think, what takes you an hour? And I'll tell you, don't the hours go by like that anymore? Right? What takes you an hour? Yeah. Right. What takes you an hour? How long does it take the Harpers to get to church from their house? How much? 45 minutes, 3/4 of an hour, just to get to church. Man,
wow.
All you can do for 3/4 of an hour, sit and listen to kids argue all the way. For 3/4 of an hour. I bet you love church. Then you got to look forward to 3/4 of an hour home. An hour, just an hour, that's all the Lord's asking. That's all the Lord is asking. He's, you know, what the Lord, he asks so little of us. So little of us. Oh, please, Lord, don't ask me to work on the bus ministry. Lord, please, I will have to move my lunch back 30 minutes. I'll have to move it back an hour. Is that really all? And we're worried about 1 hour.
Right. Come on.
Does the Lord really ask too much?
Right.
What's the Lord asking of you?
Yeah.
What are you asking? He's not asking that much of us.
No, he's not.
He's not asking us. You know what? Can I tell you? And I believe we are living in the final hour of time. If you could see the clock of prophecy and see the hand of God's time clock. We're not at 12 noon. I don't believe we're in mid-afternoon. We believe we are in the final moments of time as it ticks away. And forget a 24-hour day, but if you look at the clock of God's clock of time, I believe that we are in that final hour. The final hour. And if the Lord could say, could you not sacrifice? Could you not give of yourself? Could you not lay a little bit down for 1 hour? The Lord's coming soon, church. The Lord's coming soon. Amen. It will be 12 o'clock and the Lord will return. Amen. Could we not spend the final hour of time giving all that we can and sacrificing and working for God and serving the Lord and being faithful to God. Amen. There's some people, they can't live for God more than 3 weeks. Some, they can't make it from Easter to Christmas. They can't do it. Some can't make it from one revival in February to a revival in November. And worse than that, they can't make it from the revival in November to the one in February. They can't live for God that long. But can we not somehow? Amen, Lord. In this last moment of time. In the final moments as these final days are ticking off. And Lord, we're right at the very end. If for this last hour. Lord, in the last hour, just before the Lord returns. God, if I could give all. Lord, if I could give it all to you, Lord, not worry about, Lord, myself and all that it's going to cost me, but Lord, realize I have a debt that I can't pay, and Lord, you're not asking too much of me.
Amen.
And in this final hour of time, 1 hour, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
Right. Amen.
Amen. New York Marathon, it's been a few years ago. The person that won the marathon later was disqualified. Maybe you remember this. But the reason why they was disqualified was that they didn't run the whole race. They got in there in the beginning so people could see them take off. And then they caught a taxi and had to drop them off down towards the end of the race. And then when the race, people were coming by, they jumped in and took off. And they won the New York Marathon. They won that. And when they began to look back, and they looked at the checkpoints, that person had never been there. You know, that's not right. Can I tell you? Man, do you know, you have the privilege now, right now, of jumping in right here at the end. Remember the parable that the Lord told about those that worked all day long and those that worked that final hour at the end of the day and they got the same reward. Maybe you've not given your all right now up to this point. Maybe you've not sacrificed all. But the Lord is still calling. And right now, if you would say, Lord, for this final hour, Lord, I'm going to give all I can. I believe the Lord honors that. And the Lord will accept that final hour. If I have my final hour, I want it to be the best. I want it to be the best. Right? How about you? If the Lord, right now it's 20 to 9, for those of you that's concerned. But if the Lord was going to come at 20 to 10, what would the next hour consist of for you? Well, I better get home. Make sure the dog has plenty of water, plenty of food. That's how you'd spend the next hour? Really? No. I think I'd spend the next hour trying to reach somebody for Christ. I'd spend the next hour and make sure I'm ready myself. How about you? Amen. Final hour. Amen. Stand with me if you would. Man, the girls were singing that song, "Here I Am, Lord. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down."
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
The Lord had to come looking for Peter, and he found Peter sleeping. But what if Peter would have came and said, "Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord God. I'm ready to pray.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready to work.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready to live for you.
Right.
Lord Jesus, whatever you need right now, I'm here
Hallelujah.
For you." Maybe that's what we need to do tonight for this final hour. Lord, help me, God. Amen. The altars are open. Would you come? I want you to come. He don't ask too much of us. He's not asked too much. Our debt that we owe him is so great.